And now it's time for a Castle Country FYI. Today, I have Melissa Bishop, Senior Chief, to talk about the U.S. Navy Band Tour. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Ro?
Thank you for taking time and talking with me over the phone. Tell us a little bit about this. This is a great opportunity for our area.
It is a great opportunity. So the Commodores Jazz Ensemble is the Navy Band's premier jazz ensemble. They are coming to Price, Utah, as you're aware, to do one of their tour performances. So they're touring part of the United States. They're touring, like many of the units of the band do, to get the Navy's message out on the road to reach as many people as we can. So the Commodores are visiting 18 cities in 7 states this fall, and Price, Utah is one of those. So the concert is November 3rd at 7:30 p.m.
How many members are part of this band?
So the Commodores are an 18-member ensemble. It's big band jazz at its finest. It's led by Senior Chief Petty Officer Bill Mulligan, and it's a fantastic group. You know, I'm a jazz fan. I have been for a long time, but they are probably one of the best jazz ensembles I've ever heard. And it's easy for me to say that I work with them, but they really are amazing. So they're just about to leave. They leave tomorrow, actually, to start the tour. They're gone for 20 days, 18 concerts, and as I mentioned, 7 states. I think they're going to travel about 2,500 land miles for this. So they start in St. Louis and end up in California, in Oxnard, California, I think is their last stop. They play concerts almost every night or every afternoon for patrons, for audience members across the country. Their concerts are going to be, it's all jazz, but there'll be lots of different types of jazz. Some of them will be jazz standards. Some of the pieces that they perform are written by members of the ensemble. So it's a cross-section of jazz music from, you know, the 40s, 50s on up into current jazz music today. The group was formed in 1969, and they really have been recognized as one of the finest jazz ensembles in the nation.
And all are still currently serving, or are they retired?
Right. That's right. So all of us in the Navy Band are enlisted members of the Navy. We're hired usually as civilians, not always. Sometimes people come from other military bands, other rates in the Navy, other types of jobs in the Navy, and they'll audition either as a civilian or as a current military member for the Navy Band. So the Commodores are all hired as jazz musicians, but we are members of the Navy, and what we do is we represent and take on the road. We represent the professionalism and dedication shown by sailors in the Navy who are working to defend the country around the clock.
Wow, that is amazing. So you meet some pretty wonderful people out on the road. I bet they enjoy it, and you get to talk with maybe even some veterans as well.
Absolutely, and that's one of the best parts of our performances, whether we're here in Washington, D.C., or whether we're touring. We get to perform for communities and support veterans in those communities who built our Navy and have defended our country. One of the ways we do that is by ending every concert with the service songs from each branch of the military, and we encourage former members of the military, current members, so veterans, and their families to stand in support of their service member. And it's really amazing to look out in the audience and see people standing for somebody that they love or for their own service, and be recognized not only by the ensemble playing their service song, but also by the audience members.
Oh my goodness, that just gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, it's one of the best parts of the job, really, to be able to do that. And it also, I think, allows communities to show their support.
Right.
It's that we don't always get to do for our veterans.
And how long have you been with the U.S. Navy Band?
I've been in the band for 18 years. I'm not in the Commodores. I'm a clarinetist by trade, but now I work in public affairs. So many of our members in the Commodores have been in as long as I have or even longer, and some are brand new. We have a couple of people who are going on their first tour this year.
Oh, wow. That's great. I just think it's so wonderful, and I'm so excited that you guys are going to come to the Castle Country area and perform for our community, because I'm thinking this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing for us.
It might be for some people. A lot of times people haven't gotten the chance to hear a military band and see sailors doing this kind of work. But if you're able to come out to the concert, if your listeners are able to come out on November 3rd, the concert is at Utah State University Eastern, there in Price, Utah. And there'll be something for everyone, really. We make these concerts entertaining and family-friendly, and they're free and open to the public. So we encourage your listeners to come out and support the Navy, support the Navy Band, and let us entertain you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk to me today, and I look forward to you guys coming down. Again, that's the United States Navy Band Commodores, and they're performing November 3rd at the USU Eastern campus at 7:30 p.m. You don't want to miss this. This is going to be a pretty awesome event, and they started the tour. We're lucky that they're making a stop here in Price. It's going to be a good thing. It's going to be exciting. So, Melissa, thank you so much again. I appreciate it.
You, Ro. I really appreciate the opportunity, and we're looking forward to playing for you.
This has been a Castle Country FYI.